Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
So you're telling me this is different, Keith?
This is a different song than the one we played before. Both very good. Both very creepy. Both set the scene.
Quite creepy.
Yeah, this is Halloween theme. The last one we played was the Exorcist theme. This one gets more credit.
Okay.
Came out second.
Hour number two, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Happy Halloween out there. We've told you throughout the show, we are four different Belichicks. Sellout Belichick, Game Day Belichick, Bearded Belichick, COVID Belichick back there. And we're joined now by Jordan Hudson.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
All
excellent.
I'm so excited to be here with all of you. And let me just say.
Yes.
Yes.
We love Adobe Photoshop. So if you are looking to build a website,
perhaps,
and to create graphics.
Sure.
I don't understand why people just don't use Adobe Photo. Like, just put it into Adobe Photoshop. I will never. So I just had to get that off my chest because it's really bothering me.
Well, we've spent a lot of time at BillBelichick.com.
Mm-hmm.
I like the use of GIFs.
Beautiful
the
website.
Several hundred GIFs that you decided to put on the website.
Well, thank you very much. Here's the thing about that. I have noticed that on mobile, the GIFs, there's one GIF. So
the best GIF.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the best one. So I said, you know what? To Adobe Photoshop, I said just one on mobile and then a big space.
Correct.
In between the GIF and then the rest of the words on the page, which there aren't any, and put a pause button there too, and then you can put play and the colors on the background change.
You want to stand out.
I stand out.
That makes sense.
I mean, the traffic to this website, I'll tell you, crazy right
it
now.
It had to take
It must
off.
Be crazy. Yeah. I sent an inquiry about a week and a half ago.
Yeah. Let's get an update on this.
I never got a response.
Oh.
We were told so now that Jordan's here,
we were told
can we get a response?
Business days.
Well, we were supposed to have Bill on today.
Yeah. We wanted Bill on for Halloween.
I'm so sorry I missed that email, but I will respond, Nick, as soon as possible.
Probably flooded with emails, I imagine.
It's a lot of unchecked emails over there.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
probably just a non-working email. So
people
Lucy,
are so nice,
Lucy is here with us today. Lucy Burge is here with us as Jordan Hudson with the four Bills. Is this your actual Halloween costume? Is what you're going out as tonight?
Yes, I will be going out tonight. I won't say where I'm going because I mean whatever. But the
I won't say
for safety reasons. You know, everyone wants the Jordan autograph. I do also have the book that Bill Belichick and I first bonded over.
Deductive Logic.
Deductive Logic by Goldfarb, of course. And he saw me reading this, and he was just so smitten that he fell in love.
Do you have the little autograph from Bill in there?
I was hoping
the
one of my Bills.
One of the Bills.
Good thinking.
And put as many Super Bowls as you'd like in there.
Attention to detail, this is right off of, there was a, was it Jordan on the field at North Carolina?
Yes.
Wore this exact outfit?
Exact outfit. And I mean, I don't know where she got her skirt, because it's actually very hard to find a snakeskin skirt,
snake
let alone
skin.
In blue, but her bag is a Jordan brand bag that is the UNC blue.
Pretty sweet.
I ripped up a contract that I was so angry about and highlighted it, and put it in my bag for everyone to see that I am mad. So yes. I had to let everyone know.
So that's
know.
In the clear bag.
Yeah, I'm okay. not doing Dancing with the Stars. No way.
That's... I think. Do you think she'll circle back to Dancing with
that's
the Stars?
Probably. I feel like. No way.
Okay, no way.
All right, she says no.
No way.
That's breaking news.
There's been some big injuries on that. Have you seen that? I don't watch the show, but I read that people are like breaking noses, breaking ankles.
Get hurt?
I don't know.
That's all I care.
Oh, okay.
About.
No, I don't know. I haven't followed it that closely. I just see people like in and out of the hospital on that show. It's a bad scene.
We were doing our, because it's Top 5 Friday, Halloween episode. We were doing our Halloween candies. Now, Keith hates Heath Bar, apparently. But
yeah,
I noticed.
Well, there's just so many candies in the world.
Big pop in the back from Billy and Jordan over Heath Bar. So you're pro Heath Bar.
Jordan and I both love Heath. It's Heath and then Butterfinger. Heath
you like Butterfingers too?
Butterfingers.
Oh my God.
I speak for the people, Keith, as always. Yes.
Yes.
Nobody wants that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, and I don't like Airheads very much.
Oh, man.
So it's tough. I don't know.
Jeez. That's fine. That's fine.
Which Billy will I choose? Not the one who doesn't like Heath bars.
So if you had to put together an impromptu top five, what would your top five candy be?
Impromptu? Like, I don't think about this every day. Heath bar, Butterfinger, Reese's has to be then next. Well, Reese's Pumpkins. Is on
yeah,
there.
So you like
I told
those
you,
too.
That's way better.
You don't like the cups.
I mean,
comparatively, you prefer something different
Reese's
to the
shapes.
Cups.
Okay. So pumpkin being that one is the festive one currently. Mm-hmm. And then Kit Kat has come out with the Ghost Toast. I don't know if you've seen this. The past
Ghost
two,
Toast?
Past 2 years I've noticed this. It is a Kit Kat that is like French toast flavored.
Oh, that sounds
and
good.
It
yeah,
comes
it does.
Out at Halloween and it's very good. And then in the same category, I'd put this last, the Witch's Brew Kit Kat. It's green. So that was
green
no,
Kit Kat?
Those I've seen.
Really good.
Those I've seen, and we've had those in the Jones household. The French toast ones I've never heard
of.
Oh,
Ghost Toast. It's the best. I look forward
ghost
to it every
toast.
Year.
I don't do well with spooky foods. You know how you go to some parties and they're like, oh, look at this one. It looks like there's spiders in like the ice cream. And I'm like, I can't eat that.
I don't trust it.
I don't like it. Or like the worms when they do like gummy worms on like mud. But the mud's really like chocolate or whatever. And I'm like, dirt. I don't like this.
Or the
can't
grapes. We used to like
grapes.
Put your hand
eyeballs.
Into grapes as like brains or eyeballs. Yeah. And you had to guess what it was. Everything was dark.
I lose
like,
my appetite. I can't do it.
That's
even the green Kit Kat kind of turns my stomach.
You lose your appetite.
That's like a phobia. Yeah, that's true. Normally,
you'll eat anything.
Oh, God, yeah. Four
except,
or 5 day old.
Except spooky themed food.
Yeah, if you try to dress it up like it's scary foods, I don't want it.
What about like the little peanut butter cookies with a Hershey kiss at the top, like a witch's hat?
Oh, if it's just a
you'll
Hershey kiss
that.
On a cookie, I can
I feel
do
like
that.
I've seen you eat that. You'll eat that.
Yeah.
But once you start like dyeing it different colors and stuff, like I'm losing my appetite. I don't want like a green cookie.
That's more enticing to me.
Like, interesting.
Green, blue, purple. Yeah. Oh. I'm like, hell yeah. That is much better.
The green Kit Kats are good.
Green Kit Kats are very good.
Yeah.
Have you seen, you guys seen stomach. Back there the French toast ones? I've not seen those. Those sound good.
Ghost Toast. It's the best. It's all the rage.
So that Lucy may have made those up. That I don't know if
those
really
exist. Adobe Photoshop and Ghost Toast. Those are what I'm here to promote.
So what else is on the list?
Well, that was, okay.
That's
so
five.
We had Heath. We had
Butterfinger.
Oh, so we were counting those in your top five.
Pumpkin.
Counting Reese's Pumpkin, then the Ghost Toast, then Witch's Brew.
Okay.
Both in the Kit Kat family, but that's a different flavor.
Wow.
Those are my top five.
Wow. Yeah. Really, really
no
strong.
No sour in there. I don't know.
No, Sour Patch Kids?
I have to be in the mood. And I could get those anytime. I like the ones that come out.
No, Sour Patch Kids is like a good movie candy. It's not necessarily a good Halloween candy. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Also, M&M's, not my favorite. Ironically.
Huh. I do like M&M, but not M&M's.
I like M&M, but the candy. I mean, I do like them. It just doesn't have the same oomph.
It's not your thing.
Candies, yeah.
All right. Understandable.
What do you think of the pushback on some of our some people say we didn't try as hard as you, for instance, or Wiggy.
Well, Wiggy.
A lot of people are saying Wiggy really committed.
Nobody's
and
trying to one-up
we're
Wiggy.
We're mailing it in is what we're being told. Yes.
Okay. That's crazy. Because,
not Billy, but the rest of us. Yeah.
Okay. Billy's is great.
Yeah.
But Bill doesn't dress elaborately anyway.
Thank
like
you.
I think you all nailed it. Like
less
there
is
are,
more.
Right. And to do each a different version, I think, first of all, Jones, the Super Bowl commercial is phenomenal. And the rings also phenomenal.
Yeah, well, again, I only have two of them. But yes, that's admittedly half committed. But
that's okay.
I've gotten a lot of pushback on my outfit. And I'm not happy about that.
Which is wild because
it is bothering Rich.
I got a lot of pushback because people are like, you're being lazy, which is like partly true and always just how I am. Two, like basically you wear that every day. Like technically, yes, but I've never, and then they're like, you didn't even cut the sleeves off. I did cut the sleeves off. These
are
cut off sleeves.
Those are cut sleeves, yeah.
And I have the headset. Like
the
I'm
headset.
On the field.
Mm-hmm.
The headset and the sweatshirt's really all you need for the Bill. I even wore white shoes. He wears white shoes on the sidelines.
Old man shoes.
Like old man shoes.
Yeah, well, it's not like Bill goes all out with his outfits.
Thank you. That's the point.
You're actually doing exactly what he would do. And the headset.
Caught a lot of flack today. Got a lot of
fun. Well,
I'd like
people. To see their costumes.
Well, there is a little bit of that.
I don't like the costume shaming, quite frankly. Because
costume shaming is rampant.
I'm surprised Wiggy didn't dabble in costume shaming this year.
I was shocked.
It was endless last year about my costume.
Maybe because nobody else on his show dressed up. Maybe. So it's like, at least this is a step up from that.
I was obsessed with Wiggy's costume. Every aspect of it. You realize something new about it every time you see it.
And it was funny because they had clips. So I missed the first hour of their show because I was snoozing. But I see the clips. He's doing the accent. He's doing the voice.
Oh yes.
Then you tune into the car doing the voice. You get down here. Walk down the hallway. He's doing the voice. So he was committed.
Committed.
I don't know how long I could do.
Still doing the voice after the show. I mean, it was happening the whole day.
I don't do a lot of voices. I could maybe do it for half of a segment. 4 hours of any
Susan.
I could do Susan Waltman
impression for a long time.
I could do the hormone monster from Big Mouth.
It's all good, baby.
For 4 hours.
Pretty good.
Wow.
I could do that. I really like that one.
Wow.
I could do that one.
Do that again.
It's all good, baby.
I could do that.
How do you get your voice to do that?
Don't worry about
it. Helium.
Don't look what I'm doing with my hands. But yeah, I could do that one. I could do Bane, but only for like a trending update, I could do it.
Yeah.
Wiggy was committed to Trump for 4 straight hours.
Yeah, well, the thing with Wiggy's, too, is usually a mask like that is rubber. His was like paper mache. A helmet.
It looked a little like Ed Gein wearing his mother's face. A little bit.
That's what I thought.
Did you think that?
Exactly. Yeah. That Mike Myers like that. Wearing the face, it looked like he had a bloody nose, and you could see his hair in the back of Trump hair in the back. I took a screenshot of it. I was obsessed.
The hair sticking out the back is pretty
amazing.
It was good.
Unreal. Yeah. The mask slowly ripping, which did look like his nose was bleeding.
Yes.
But no, he looked like the guy, the alien in Men in Black, who was like wearing the guy's skin, or I guess Ed Gein. I'm loosely familiar with that.
Yes. Yeah, get it. You
but
get
no, Wiggy,
it.
Wiggy full on commitment to the bit this morning. But you were saying it's hard to stay in character the whole time.
Yeah.
In fairness, I don't think some of those interviews, I don't think he's doing much until he was brought in.
It's true. They talked to the alien guy
for quite some time. I didn't really hear him, and then they finally brought him.
They talked to Costos.
The alien guy set him up perfectly because the alien guy was like, well, I've talked to people in Congress. I'd really love to hear from the president. Greg's like, well, he's right here.
He's right here, actually.
Wiggy killed me, though, when he said that the aliens are coming on Black Friday because of the deals.
Yeah.
Crushed me. Well, great line.
That'd be smart.
It would be.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Lots of people weighing in with their candies as well. Some good candy suggestions there. We'll get you our top five birds coming up on a top five Friday four-pack as well with Jordan here. What is this typically like going in character as someone on Halloween? What do you usually do on Halloween?
Usually I do nothing, which is like, this year is very exciting. But usually I just wear the costume for Instagram and then, or I'll maybe do something smaller, like go to dinner. But this is a little bit bigger.
Like the most more committed than normal.
Definitely. And so I'm glad I have a costume that's sustainable and that I could actually wear for.
When did you realize you were going to go Jordan? You've been following this whole saga like we have.
Oh,
we've been talking about all the updates throughout. The highs and lows. I forget highs. Lows and lows.
Yeah.
When did you where you're like, oh, this is what I'm going to do?
Well, as soon as she had this bag, honestly. Because I was like, this is attainable.
That bag?
This is attainable. This is something that could be, if you're following, recognizable with the contract ripped up. And it started to piece it together. The white boots, the top.
Yes.
That, these are attainable things that would be recognizable. And I would love to pay homage to her. Because she parlayed herself from Bridgewater State cheerleading champion to Super Bowl commercial.
Do you know there's another old guy in between? There's that story. There's some old guy came out of the woodwork and he's like, oh, she.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
She's a great girl. Like, I was with her. I'm like, when the hell were you with her?
He really, was younger. Really 64.
He was 64, but she also was younger.
Correct.
But she, how old was she?
That is how the age works. Yeah, no, that's not
great. Where do you think this ends? Not to get morbid, but everything comes to an end. Do you think this is like forever after with Bill and Jordan? Like, they just,
every lifetime, yes.
I mean, I love, so I mean, I hope it works.
Oh,
but.
Yeah. I think they're very in love, and they, it's just a beautiful thing. You love to see it. I think they get married.
Yeah, that's coming.
That's
going to be good for her legally. That's going to allow her to access a lot of things. Yeah, so I bet that's happening.
I'm sure a lot of people around him are thrilled that this is happening. But I think they get married. Maybe they have at least one child, and then
you think so?
Can you imagine?
Little baby Bill?
Baby Bill.
Didn't Robert De Niro or Al Pacino or both?
Both of them.
Both just had
them,
kids
I feel like,
with like super young women. Not as young as Jordan, but like young. And they're even older than Bill.
We should have had Turco as baby Bill.
Oh my God. Billy Jr.
That's why he took the day. That's why he's not in. Because he knew what might happen.
I would predict.
Let's see here.
Because I can't imagine Bill's kids are just like loving all of this.
They seem to, based on some of their Instagram comments, they don't seem to love this. So
they're not happy.
Which, like, you know,
you think Bill's back at North Carolina next year?
No.
Yeah, no chance.
I think, no. This is one and done.
Yeah, I agree.
And I, there was a moment where you'd think maybe he wouldn't even coach again this season.
When that story came out, they're like, he might not coach the Cal game.
Right.
And then they had to come out with another statement.
Which was put together on Adobe Photoshop.
Correct. And it looked great.
Love it.
It looked great. And then they were like, no, he's committed. But I feel like they both, at the end of the year, just seemed to be like, this isn't working out. This is horrible.
He's got to do something else.
Even if the team was like 500, which they won't be.
No, they will not.
They'd be like, this is too much of a dog and pony show.
Right.
We got to move on.
No, exactly. And that's kind of what you expected coming into the season, that the circus would be in town and would continue. But this, it got to a point where the parents of the players are saying, like, this is not benefiting the players, which is
terrible.
What it's all about.
It's terrible.
What are we doing here? Yep. But, you know, it's always great how many ever weeks into the season to say we're committed.
Already doing that?
I think every team should do that. Like, just check in. Like, hey, we're committed to our coach. We're committed to this season.
Yeah.
No matter what.
We should do that with this show here and there. people are texting in, guys, if you don't have a challenge flag, you're all frauds. No.
I'm out of challenge.
We already addressed this.
I thought about this last night.
Yeah.
Because I was like, do I have anything for a red challenge flag? And then I was like, no, I'm out of challenges, Belichick. I'm out of challenges. I blew a challenge. Ernie didn't see it in the sky.
No.
I challenged something. It wasn't a catch.
Yeah.
Now I'm out of challenges.
You
so I don't have the
one lost one. You definitely didn't win both because you didn't get a third.
Because then when you're out of challenges, they take the red flag away from you.
Yep.
Just so you don't make that mistake. And you're like, oh, there's an extra one. And then that's a penalty.
In the event that you did have a challenge, you could have used the sleeve, the red part of that sleeve.
Damn it. You're right. I had it.
Flag.
That would have been
I had it.
You're out of challenges, so it's fine.
But unlike what a lot of people are saying, I did cut the sleeves off.
Right.
They're like, oh, you just pushed them up. No, I didn't. T-shirt, sweatshirt.
Back.
This is a good idea, back. Keith. This is a good idea. Ken and Mike, for next Halloween, make sure the show's still around. Guys, you should go as the Yankees broadcasters next year, Sterling and Susan.
Well, Sterling doesn't do the games anymore.
Yeah, but he could.
Is he doing the games in the sky? Or no, he's with us.
He's
with us. No, I knew the answer even before I asked.
Yeah.
I knew that.
He's still with us.
Yeah, do the whole show that way. That might get tough. There's also this. I'm disappointed no one came in dressed as a clown just to scare Keith.
Wiggy, I was scary. He did Art the Clown from Terrifier last year.
Oh, that was scary. I remember.
I don't know if you caught we tiered fears earlier this week. Mm-hmm. And Jones and I do not align in fears. He's deathly afraid of heights. I'm deathly afraid of snakes. We had to meet somewhere in the middle. Do you have a number one fear?
Yeah, I do. And actually, I heard this.
Okay.
And you mentioned one of them at the beginning. Or no, one of my fears, but my biggest one, throwing up. is my biggest fear.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing up is your biggest fear.
People got that texted a lot. I don't know if that was you texting, but we got that texted a lot.
Actually throwing up or seeing somebody throw up?
Any of
it. Oh, it's both. All of it.
The potential, like, it is called emetophobia. Oh. And it is a visceral fear of it. Oh. I have, the only time I ever passed out in my life is when I thought I was going to throw. I have not thrown up since eighth grade.
Wow.
I have
sick
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I
get
never.
That's a week in review. Yeah.
That's a late entry.
Get that in there, yeah.
We're going to find out if you win in like 2 hours.
Yeah. No, it's
interesting.
So it's a fear of being around it. Like when I think about this, when I air travel, I'm like, people get
sick. Oh, because people do. And then you hear about that all the time. Somebody on a plane does, and then somebody else, it's like sympathy puke.
I will never go on a cruise.
Interesting.
I norovirus, I prepare. I have sanitizers that are specific to kill them. I have things that go in your nose to block out smells. The day after St. Patrick's Day, I am out of town.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot walk on the street. I will seize up.
I've had a couple bad St. Patrick's days.
Yeah. I avoid it. So that is my number one top fear.
I don't want
bigger than anything.
Acknowledge the last time I threw up. I don't want to do that.
Oh, this is a good.
It's like Monday.
This is a good.
this is a good text. I forgot about the whole thing with Cam Schlittler. Where does that stand?
Yeah.
Cam Schlittler.
Yes.
Lucy got herself right in the center of Red Sox Yankees.
What happened with that?
Yeah. I woke up right in the middle of the whole thing. So, he and I are now friends. It's
you are?
Fine. Yeah. So, we've made contact.
You're buds?
Yeah, we're buds now. We follow each other on multiple social platforms.
I got to be honest. I don't like him.
I don't care for this guy.
I don't like him.
He claims he's from Boston. He's not from Boston. And then he's like, oh, I'm a Bruins fan. But then he's also been caught saying F Boston.
Yes.
So, I can't make heads or tails. Yes.
So I saw that and I was like, I don't know about this guy.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. But okay. I will give him credit. He is good on committing to a bit. He is.
We do like that. That's something this show appreciates.
We got to suss this out. We got to see who this guy really is first before we can say whether or not he's a good guy or a bad guy.
He's a bad guy, I think he's a bad guy.
Bad guy or a bad boy?
You got to dump him, girl. He's a bad guy.
Or might be a bad boy.
Oh, he meant
bad boy.
Well, bad boys usually win.
That's true.
Bad boys get what they want.
Bad boys might win. Bad guy is very different.
Get out of there with the bad guy.
Well, Jordan, excellent stuff.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you to all my Billies today.
This really made it. This tied the whole thing together.
Who's got the best handwriting? It's not me. I have like microscopic alien handwriting.
But I'm guessing Belichick also has bad handwriting.
Good point.
Would be my guess.
He has actually pristine handwriting.
Oh, he does?
That autograph was beautiful.
I was going to say, let's see the autograph inside the book.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to look at it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because doesn't he do, like, the big, like, the giant
the B,
and then
and
he does all
cursive.
The Super Bowls?
It's, like, just letters. Like, it's not cursive or any signature.
Like CC could do it. Little CC Beans could do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, we got to figure out who's autographing the book. But thank you for stopping by here on a very special Halloween episode. If you're watching along on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, subscribe to YouTube on YouTube. You can watch there as well. For our special Halloween episode, we got another top five for you coming up. We already gave you our top five Halloween candies. With the Patriots playing the Falcons, we're going to do our top five birds at 11:45. Don't miss that. Plus, it's the Friday four-pack of questions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.